The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Republicans are surging right now, not just in the presidential race, but also in the Senate as well, which I'll talk a little bit about later. But because they're surging, Democrats as well as legacy media, which are they're really the same people, they have to go to their go-to. And that go-to is completely fabricating stories about President Trump. Since Donald Trump entered politics like 8 years ago, the first time he became involved in it, the legacy media have literally fabricated stories about him, and we have the latest example right here. Donald Trump was at a rally this week when a couple audience members had some medical emergency. We don't know exactly what it was, and so he had to improvise a bit. Here's what that looked like.
The number one issue this country has... And I mean this, if my guys can hear me, two things. Put up the chart, my favorite chart. My all-time favorite chart. And let's listen to Pavarotti sing Ave Maria. Can you hear that? They gave me the Ave Maria with no voice. There it is. That's my favorite piece of paper anywhere in the world. I sleep with it every night. I kiss it.
Okay, so pretty standard. He had to improvise a bit. The people in the audience, I don't know exactly what happened. It was two separate events, and within minutes of each other, they had some medical emergencies, and it's safe to say that at least one of them, it was fairly serious because it took like 30 to 40 minutes to get those people stabilized and then out of there. And the thing is that this was a town hall event, and so at a town hall event, he's up there speaking to people in the audience, so it doesn't really make sense for him to keep doing that when there are people in the audience who are going through medical attention. It wouldn't be very polite. And so instead he pauses it, and obviously there are people sitting there and he doesn't want them to be bored. So he puts up his favorite graph, which I think is a graph on immigration and how many people have crossed the border illegally through Biden. And at the same time, he plays some music and he does his little grandpa dance, which I think is funny. And I think most people do. Of course, people on the left were freaking out and saying he's so old, which we know, you know, he's in his 70s. He does old things. He's not Biden. He's not literally dying. But yeah, he does some old man stuff. But in any case, that's what happened. Pretty standard. You'd think there's no possible way to spin that. But this is what happened. I woke up this morning and I wake up to tweets about how Donald Trump has forgotten what he sang in the middle of a rally and has danced on stage randomly for 30 minutes. That was the story that I got from like hundreds of tweets, hundreds of people on the left. Because I follow a lot of people on the left because I'm always wanting to know what they're thinking and saying. And that's what I was getting all morning. That's the headline. And it wasn't just the legacy media or alternative media posting these things. It was Kamala Harris herself. This is what she said. I'll put it up on the screen right here. So this is a tweet by Kamala HQ, which obviously is Kamala supporters. And then she retweets it. So this is what Kamala HQ says. If you're just listening, I'll put it up on the screen for those watching. It says, Trump appears lost, confused and frozen on stage as multiple songs play for 30 plus minutes and the crowd pours out of the venue early. And then Kamala Harris retweets it and says, hope he's okay. Obviously, tongue in cheek. And again, the narrative here is that Donald Trump has done those things when in reality he has paused the event because people are hurt in the audience. Put the misinformation, or it's not misinformation, this is disinformation. Put the disinformation aside for a second. That's just rude. Like, there were actual people hurt in the audience. And the story was not, oh, I really hope that those people are okay. Kamala Harris says, I hope Donald Trump is okay. And she's, of course, saying it sarcastically. Again, they've completely resorted to lies. Nothing about that was true. Not one iota. It's not misinformation. It's not an oopsie. It's not a mistake. It's them knowing the truth and choosing to fabricate a completely different story. And why do they feel the need to do this, guys? It's because they're losing. They're losing big time. If you looked at the polls, huge momentum behind Donald Trump. And unfortunately, there isn't as much ammunition to throw at Trump as maybe they had in the past or they thought they would. Because it turns out Donald Trump at this point is running a pretty clean race. I thought he did a bad job in his debate about with Kamala Harris. Other than that, it's been pretty dang clean. He meets with people. He's in the swing states. What more do you want? He's not making gaffes like Kamala Harris is in her interviews, or Joe Biden, of course, did on a daily basis. So they had to resort to lying. They made it up. People on the left wonder why we don't trust the legacy media and why the legacy media and trust in the Democrat Party as a whole has just plummeted. This is why, guys. You did exactly what they do in 1984. If any of you watched 1984, I got or read 1984. I've got it on the bookshelf back there. In that book, they take moments in history and they just rewrite it to fit the narrative. They do it over and over and over again. That is what the Democrat Party does. And they're so blatant about it. And they think that you're so stupid that they don't wait a few years. They do, actually. They do that fairly frequently. But often they just do it right there in front of your face. The next day. It doesn't have to be years down the road. They do it the next day. Unfortunately for them, there are enough Americans who are awake to this crap. And there will be a blowback. Most likely this year. But if not this year, believe me, it's coming. Guys, it is fall, and whether you're putting away your summer clothes or getting out those first decorations of the season, maybe for Halloween, there is a product called Smart Labels that your future self is going to love for you getting. Here's how it works, guys. You buy Smart Labels, QR code labels on Amazon, and you stick them in your storage bins. Or on them, rather, not in them. Download this. You can put them in them if you want to store them for later, but you're going to want to put them on the bin so you can see them. You download the Smart Labels app. You scan that QR code, and you catalog all the stuff going into that bin with a name, a description, and a picture. Then, months down the road, guys, you thank yourself, because when you're looking for that thing, you know you stored somewhere. You can just search in the app, and it will tell you exactly where to put it. Seriously, people are calling it the organizing magic, guys. So if you want to get organized, you need to go check out Smart Labels. Just do a quick search on Amazon. It's one word there, Smart Labels. Get started with your Smart Labels pack today. While Democrats are panicking about polls, Trump is getting things done for Republicans, guys. And I'll explain why. If you have watched my videos in the past, you've known that I've been a little bit skeptical in the past about Trump's ability to win elections. That has been true. I've completely changed from there. Here's why. If you look at the polling right now, guys, Trump polls better in swing states, in these key swing states, than the Senate Republican candidates running. So what I mean there is Trump is maybe winning by a point in Pennsylvania. McCormick, who is the Senate Republican candidate, is maybe losing by 2 points. In other words, Trump is like the most popular candidate, Republican candidate in every state. And that really is true down the road. And that's very, very good news. And the reason why is because what it means is that people who vote Republican down, they start with president. I think maybe every single ballot, maybe not all, but most ballots start with president. And you go to president, and then you keep voting down. And some states give you an option to just simply vote for all Republicans. But also, even if that doesn't have that option, oftentimes people will vote for president, and then they're like, well, I voted for the Republicans, so I'll just continue to vote for Republicans down the board, especially if they're not super educated on the people. What that means is that the president really matters, the candidate does. Because what it means is that they could potentially put the other Republican candidates over the board. That's why the presidential election matters a lot, because if a Republican president wins, it turns out that it's actually a lot more likely that the House and the Senate will also go towards Republicans. Now, because of that, pollsters are starting to ask people that very question about, will you vote down the line? And it turns out we have a lot of good data on it. A really interesting poll just came out, And because Trump is becoming more and more popular in the swing states, it means that those Senate candidates, those Republican Senate candidates, are doing better and better. Here are the new polls for senators that just came out. I'm going to put them up on the screen because it's huge. Montana. And again, it has the incumbent. So that's really key, right, when we're talking about where the Senate's going to go. Montana. I think it's she. I don't want to say his name or her name wrong. I believe it's a he. 50% to 42. That race is basically runaway. And really, she doesn't need Trump's help on that one. To be clear, if Montana flips red, which it's almost certain it's going to happen, and none of the other Republican ones flip blue, Republicans win the Senate. It's over. And by the way, according to most analysts, that's at like an 80, 90% chance. So it's very likely that Republicans are going to take the Senate. Now, look at Ohio now. Moreno is also leading. The incumbent is Brown, a Democrat. However, Moreno is only up 2% in Ohio. Trump is up 8 to 10% in Ohio. So you might look at 45 to 43 and think, well, that's pretty close. You know, I don't know for sure if he'll win. Yes, you might be right. However, Donald Trump is going to carry Moreno over. I promise you Moreno is going to win. If those polls hold true and it really is 2 points up, Trump is going to increase that margin to 5-6% because of how popular he is. Now, we go to the next one. Wisconsin, Baldwin, another Democrat incumbent, is now losing in the polls to Hovde. This is one of the first. This is a new thing. Hovde was never, again, I'm probably butchering their names. Don't listen to how I'm pronouncing them. I have no idea how to pronounce them. Sheehy seems kind of weird. Moreno, I know I got that one right. Hovde, probably got that one wrong. This is new. The fact that a Republican is winning in Wisconsin is a big deal right now. If Trump takes Wisconsin, which he may not, it's very close right now, you can bet that Hovde will win as well. Again, if those three senators win, we're looking at a 53 to 47 in favor of Republicans. That's a big majority. However, it does not end there, guys. We go to some other ones. Arizona. Arizona is an interesting one because Arizona, if you've looked at any of the polls, Trump has won. Look at the last 20 polls in Arizona. Trump's won 19 of them. He's doing very good in Arizona, so much so that it's almost not even a swing state anymore. I mean, he's up 4 or 5% in most polls in Arizona right now. However, it's interesting because look at what it says here. We have Gallego, 49%, Lake, 45%. There's no incumbent on this. I believe this is Kyrsten Sinema's seat. So there's no incumbent. It's an open race. And Lake is down 4%. But, and that's actually more so than almost any other swing state Senate candidate. However, the good news for this is that, as I've talked about, Trump is doing really well in Arizona. And so you look at this and you think, well, 4% down, that's not great. If you look at the other polls, some of them are even worse for Carrie Lake. But Trump, because he's doing so strongly in Arizona, may just take her over the board. If that happens, we're looking at 54 to 46. That is a monster victory. Pennsylvania, same deal, full ballot. Casey is an incumbent. McCormick just underneath Casey. If Trump takes Pennsylvania, which I think is very, very, very probable, he could take McCormick over the edge. Nevada, Sam Brown. I know Sam Brown. I don't know him personally, but I know his name is Sam Brown. Very much behind. That's a tough race. I don't know if that one is going to swing. It really should, though. Sam Brown is fantastic. But it could. Trump's not doing as well in Nevada, so let's disregard Nevada. Let's say he doesn't win it. Michigan, dead heat. And if you've looked at some of the polls recently, Trump's doing very well in Michigan suddenly. Trump could bring Rogers over the edge. If that happened, guys, we're looking at a 55 to 45 majority in the Senate. That is a monster victory. But again, say you lose two of those. We're still looking at a 53 to 47 majority. That's massive for Republicans. And it's especially good news, the fact that Trump is doing well, because like I said, he could pull them over the edge, those Senate candidates. In the end, this could spell a massive victory for Senate Republicans. This is fundamentally the reason why I call BS, though, on those who say our republic is at stake, guys. I just have to call BS on that. The election is important, no doubt. And I've talked about this in other episodes. But if you're listening to anyone on the left or the right saying that Kamala Harris is going to be, or Donald Trump is going to be, the end of our republic, let's be clear about this. They're lying to you for clicks. They're lying to you. It's not going to be the end of our republic. I don't think it would be an end of our republic if the Senate, the House, and the presidency went to Democrats. because I believe in our Constitution and the checks and balances. However, because the beautiful thing of all of this is I don't even think that's going to happen. Because what we're looking at here is even if Kamala Harris wins this thing, the Senate's going to go to Republicans and they can hold the line. Now, occasionally, a rhino Republican will go off with Democrats. But fortunately, the numbers look so good here for Republicans that even if it's a couple, even, you know, if one or two senators go over, I still think Republicans would have the majority because of the fact that I think it's going to be a 52, 53, maybe even 54 majority for Republicans. Did you guys have the opportunity to see Am I Racist, guys? You might have seen my review about it. I really enjoyed the movie. If you didn't get to go see it in theaters, with my link in the description below and the code AIR, which stands for Am I Racist, by the way, you get 35% off at Daily Wire Plus. Am I Racist is going to be there in like 2 weeks. Of course, there's all the other amazing stuff on there. But if you want to see Am I Racist, it's a great way to see it. Again, it includes all of Jordan Peterson's great work that he's been doing on Daily Wire Plus right now. Again, that link in the description supports my channel and it gets you that 35% off along with that code AIR. Go check it out today. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.